Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we look at the idea of Tercha Yesera, extra effort on Yom Tov. This is Simon Kufei 105 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The general background, the general principle for this is that one should not be exerting lots of effort on Chol HaMoed, or for non-Moed activities, for non-festival activities, even if there's no melacha done per se. It is done for Simchas Yom Tov and focus, not for work to be expended. Let's look at a few basic questions. It's a very short topic today. Number one, is it permitted to move house on Chol HaMoed? The answer is no, it's forbidden, even if moving from an unattractive apartment to a nicer one. May one move one's belongings from one house to another within the same building or courtyard? The answer is yes. That's not from within one building or the same courtyard is permitted. What happens if the courtyards or the buildings are adjacent with a connecting door? Then it's permitted to carry the belongings through that door from one apartment to the other. What if I'll lose out if I do not move on Chol HaMoed? So let's say there'll be extra rentals which I have to be paid, there'll be a loss, there'll be a penalty. So then one certainly may move even from city to city to avoid a loss. That would be, it would fall into the category of melacha, which is allowed on Chol HaMoed, which is for Dovar or Ovid, for something which could be a loss otherwise. May one move from a rented house into one's own house? The answer is yes, this is permitted, since it brings joy on Yom Tov to dwell in one's own home. There's a certain joy in that. What if it's not a full house move? So it's even if one's not moving the whole house, but one's moving a few heavy items, which are considered tircha yaseira, a lot of effort, then that is prohibited. What if one fears one's merchandise, one's fruit might be stolen or damaged if left outside? In that case, one should ideally move it. One can move it, but it should be discreet. It should not be befarhesia. But if it's not possible to be done discreetly, it can even be done explicitly. However, if one specifically left one's work for Chol HaMoed, that it would not be allowed. So therefore, if one is worried that one's merchandise is left out in the front yard, and one could have done it on Erev Yom Tov, but one did not do it on Erev Yom Tov, and now it's Chol HaMoed and one's still concerned, one may not do it because one cannot leave things for Chol HaMoed. With this, we conclude the topic of Tercha Yesera. This is more of a gray area in understanding the importance of using one's Chol HaMoed correctly. Have a wonderful and meaningful